Hello everyone, thank you for joining the Distribution Dev Room and welcome to my talk about the Sentry Stream and how it works. My name is Alexandra Fyodorova, I'm a CI engineer at Red Hat. I work on CI for Fedora, RHEL and Sentry Stream. You can find me on various channels if you want to learn more. But let's get started. In last year, we saw many news and conversations about Sentry Stream. And many of them started with a picture which looked like this, where Fedora, RHEL, and CentOS are represented as boxes connected with arrows. And I cannot say that this picture is wrong. I think there is a way to interpret it, but I think it is very misleading. For example, when you link boxes like this with arrows, you implicitly assume that relation between Fedora and CentOS Stream and CentOS Stream and RHEL are similar. But as we will see in the talk today, that this is actually very, very different. So in my approach to this topic, I try to represent Linux distributions not as boxes, but actually as lines. Because we all know that Linux distribution is not just the set of data on the ISO which you use to install your system. It's also the updates flow, the channel or the stream, which can be very different from distribution to distribution and actually creates the main value of using Linux distributions over just copy-pasting some content from places on the internet. The rules how these updates channels function define what this Linux distribution is. And that's why I prefer to show the Linux distribution on diagrams not as a box, but as a line. And it also can be multiple lines. For example, here on this diagram, I have drawn the a chart of Fedora distribution where I tried to explain the rate of changes over time. And you can see that Fedora internally has several branches. There is a Fedora Rawhide branch which goes on and it gets most recent, latest and greatest pieces of the open source software. And then we have stable branches, which we create at certain points, and then which go through certain development phases, through freeze, through release, and then all the way to the end of life. And this approach I will apply to the CentOS Stream on, today, and let's see how it works. So let's consider first the bootstrap. Bootstrap in can mean different things for different people, but in the way we talk about Linux distributions, bootstrapping means how do we create that initial set of components, initial set of tools, and initial build environment, which are then used to build everything else and build this constant updates flow. We need to start from something, and nowadays distributions rarely start new version from scratch. They usually use something as a base on which they can build upon. And that is exactly the case in the CentOS Stream world. CentOS Stream bootstrap story is a story about Fedora. So here is the picture again. I know it might be a bit overwhelming, but it's actually quite simple. So this is how the